Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. The shiur is sponsored generously by Janine and Kyle Nathan. Please reach out for other sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Samech in the Oizva Hadar edition, Perek Shvi, in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting in the top of Amud Aleph. Rav Zeir B'Shem Rav Huna. Kalev mi Beis Ha'uman. Someone brings clothing that was just prepared by the tailor, brings it back home. Loiv Shom v'miskareya yiskareya. He wears them. And it may get torn. Why will it get torn? Rav Chaim brings two explanations, either because it may be a little too small, or maybe because the base itself or the neck may be sewed up. So he wears them, and then if it gets torn, because that's not his intention. He has thorns that got stuck in his clothes. He can remove them. Don't do it in public. He should not look like he's cleaning his clothing. He should be careful not to try to tear it, but if it gets torn on its own, it's fine. He has dirt that fell on his clothing. He can spread it with his hand. Has to be with one hand. Ubilvat shalei kaskas. Kaskas means he takes two parts of the clothing and rubs them against each other. That's more of cleaning and is the isur melacha of libun. Says the Gemara, hen nan'o, or another gear says nin'ar, which means if a person has dew on his clothing and he wants to remove it, bechad the shirt, do with one person, is mutter. Ubitlas osur, having three people doing it, that's really going to clean up and it's osur. Ubitarti etzecha, two people, is we're not sure. So the Gemara, hand the sachi, someone who takes a bath, cleans himself. Depends how he wants to rub himself. The problem over here is that he may rub himself with a towel and cause schito, squeezing the water out of the towel. So he says, it depends how you do it. If you do it in one shot, it's okay. If he does it slowly, then it's asur. The other one says, so you'll come to schito, so it's asur. Rav Abba bar Zimno all mischi im Rav Zeir. He went to bathe with Rav Zeir. He did not allow him to use a towel at all. So one of the mayim of God of this water fell on his clothing. Rav Huna v'Avir mir chadoma minar roshori umimachko osro. One said it's better to shake the water out, but not to rub it. And v'charno machlof. The other one says no, it's better to rub it and not shake it. Now the rubbing is not rubbing it too hard. So the shaila is better just to shake the clothing. That's not considered to be really cleaning, but rubbing is close to the cleaning. Or rubbing means not really doing, as we said before, that you're rubbing the clothing with each other, just putting his hand in it, and that's better than throwing the water from the beged, because then he may take some water that was already in the beged and it's already absorbed in the clothing. Rabbo B'Shem Kir Barashi says Shiroikik, someone who spits Mavliya B'Ksusa in a Choshish, he can put his saliva into his clothing. It's not a problem here of cleaning the clothing. However, Shem Kir Barashi is Palgrim of Kir Rubo of Shirin Berebi. It's Machlekis Chadom Aroikik V'Shaf. He can spit on the floor and then rub it with his foot. You can't do that because by doing it with your foot, he may be mashrigumus, straining up the kark of the land, the earth. That's only if there's no flooring. So then he may come to straighten up the floor. But if there's flooring over there, if there's tiles on the floor, so then he for sure could go and rub the saliva on the floor. He spits, and the wind took the saliva in the air. It's a problem of zayre, because what is zayre? Zayre is winnowing, and that's throwing something into the air, and it goes in the air. Chaim brings another explanation over here. So maybe the problem here is not really zayre; it's a problem of mavir, which is rabim. But Chaim says the pasuk of the Gemara is that it's winnowing; it's a problem of just taking something in the air. And as the Gemara concludes, anything that using the wind with it, that's part of winnowing and it's asur. The Gemara goes on and says, you're not allowed to go and select and take out one thing from another. So the Gemara goes and explains, sometimes a person takes out the dirt and he's doing that the entire day, but there's no chiyuv. And then Yeshu noted kegorgeres from beyond mischayev. Sometimes one takes only one gorgeres, one small size of fig, is right away there's a chiyuv. What's the case? Hey chavido, hayayoyishol gabei keri ubert soros kol hayoyim. He's sitting on top of a pile of grain and he's taking out the dirt in mischayev because the pile is too big. So even though he took a lot of the dirt out, it's still full of dirt. So it didn't really affect anything. He wasn't able to really separate the bad from the good the entire day. He put into his hand a size of a fig, and then he separated in his hand the bad from the good, chayav. Because now, whatever he has in his hand, that is complete, and that is completely clean. So you have to finish with boire to get to a result where you completely separate the bad from the good in order to be chayav. Rabbeinu asked, also ken b'shabes, al daite de b'chami mau shei chayav. So what the Gemara is referring to is the Mishnah Maseches Beitzo that says over there, how will a person eat in Yom Tov? So Shabbos says, you take the good out of the bad, and then you can eat it. And Beisil say, in Yom Tov you can do Breiro any way you want. So Abiyoni asks, what B'Shabbos said, Legabi Yom Tov, you take out the good out of the bad is okay. Is it also okay in Shabbos? Also can B'Shabbos Adat the B'Shamay. Mao Sheikhav, or you say, no, it's Chayav on Shabbos. Only in Yom Tov you're allowed to do it. So the Gemara Amalei Avise Velamaloi, why should he not be chayav? The Chayav is doing breiro. Ilo also came Mishabbos al the Beisil Shemeinu chayav for Ocho chayav. But Beisil say that Yom Tov could do whatever you want. Clearly, according to Beisil, if you do it on Shabbos, you're chayav. That's the Yisur Bayur. So you see, whatever Beisil allowed to do in Yom Tov is also in Shabbos. So also whatever Beishamai allowed to do in Yom Tov is also in Shabbos as well. He's gonna be chayav. So Mano, the son of Avyoina, said, my father Avyoina asked a good question. The only question is according to Bichamai. The Gemara continues the Samach of the base to say, Lamashu utar mechaber b'yontov, lo utar mechaber b'shabbos. Meaning, according to Beis Hillel, whatever is mutter and yontov is not mutter and Shabbos. You could do brayer and yontov, you can't do brayer and Shabbos. But according to Beit Shammai that says you take the food, is that considered to be brayer? Just you're allowed to do it in yontov, not on Shabbos, or that's not brayer, and therefore you could do it in yontov, and maybe you could do it also on Shabbos, because maybe according to Beit Shammai, brayer is not mutter and yontov. So the point is, the meaning of the sentence of the Gemara is, do we say according to Beit Shammai that whatever is hutar mechaber b'yontiv, it's not hutar mechaber b'shabbos, meaning there's a heter over here? Or it's not because it's a heter, just this is not breira, and that therefore you could do it on Shabbos as well. Says the Gemara, b'ir oichli mitoich oichli. Another case, whatever happens, a person takes out food out of food, not soilus, there's no dirt over here. He's taking food out of food. Chizki omar chayav. Chizki says you still chayav in that case. That's also a problem of b'ir. B'ir no mar potter, b'ir says you potter. So we must see so pligo al chizkiel. Who you have a braiso against chizkiel? Because it says boirer veoichel boirer meniach al shulchan. The braiso speaks about that you have fruits that mix together. So he goes and he separates them and he puts it on the table. And the one understands he puts it on the table to leave it for a long time. Here we're introducing for the first time the idea that anything that you leave for a long time later, that's boirer. Meaning something you're not going to use immediately, that's boirer. Something that you're selecting and taking right away to eat, that's not boyer, because that's if you're taking the food to eat it right away, that's just derech achil. So Gemara understands that the Braisa says you could just separate the fruits and leave it there. So the Gemara, no, bon barachio b'shem Shmuel b'avitzchok tipota shu oichim oichlim rishoino rishoino. You're right away eating what he's separating. And as Reb Chaim points out over here, the chiddush is that the Rishonim is more makrin than we paskin. We paskin that you, as long as you're preparing for this meal, you can prepare everything for that meal. And the Yerushalmi says, no, every single item that you prepare, you have to eat it right away. You don't care prepare before the meal. They eat Rishayna, every single thing that's prepared, right away the guests are eating. And therefore, it's not Breyer, because it is immediately being consumed. Says the Gemara of Tani, how are you going to explain the end of that Breiso? Obilvad shel yovor is kol oiso amin. Im also came Shabbos Chayav. It says you're not allowed to be mevarer the entire meal. You completely separate all the fruits and not leave it there on the table. If you do that in Shabbos, I mean that's what the case of Bryce is talking about. Shabbos you chayav. Well, how are you going to explain that sentence? It says Gemara, "Daiti de Chizkio shekena boir kedarka b'Shabbos Chayav." According to Chizkio, when you're doing this exact thing, not putting on the table, I mean not giving the guests to eat right away, and you're taking out the food out of the food and just doing that in Shabbos, you're right away chayav. Because you're doing food for food. So how are you explain it? If you're going to take out food out of dirt for a long time and leave it there till the end of Shabbos, then that's a problem of boyer. If it's good out of bad, if it's food out of psoilus. So even though here there's no problem because you're taking oichel from oichel, it's food out of food. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's not boyer. But there were machmir to say it's aser, so people will not come to do it by taking out food out of dirt. Says the Gemara, according to Chizkiah, you can't take out food from food. I feel igulim migoy igulim. Even if it's not two different types of food, even if it's the same food, it's the iguli, it's figs. You can't take a certain amount of figs out of another amount of figs. Feel remoinim migoy remoinim or pomegranates out of pomegranates. Says the Gemara, oikini, I feel b'ninash, migoy b'ninash. You want to tell me, according to that, I'm not going to be able to take out people out of people. I mean, if there's a group of people standing together, I can't call a few of them to come to me. And this is really coming as a tema, because that's not something that makes sense that will be usher. And the Primoisha says that this is a little of a guzma. I would say, according to Abiyudo, that's what's going to happen, that you're not going to be able to take people from people, which doesn't make sense. Saying, well, Micah, don't, what's the halacha like? So Chaim says, the Gemara does not answer this question. But the Gemara just says that there's one thing, there's no machlokes. Everybody agrees with Arvemi. Arvemi Avali Oichin, he had guessed, Avi Kamayon Turmasin Upsilayon. He brought in front of them some vegetables called lupines, together with the psoilus. So he told them, "Amar loin havun da taichem the osun meichul kinsayo besoifo. Make sure to eat this psoilus. Psoilus is like type of beans that you have, and these vegetables, eat them in the end." Meaning, if you're planning to eat both parts of the food, so then you're allowed to take out one part and eat it, and then eat the other part. Even Chizkiah that says you can't take food out of food is only taking food out of food and eating only one of them. But if I'm going to eat the whole thing, and I'm just taking one food to eat it first, and the second one to eat it second, even Chizkiah will agree that that's not a problem of boyer. With this, we conclude Yoshami Shabbos Daf Samech.